Welcome to the Dr. Wendy Rhodes Show. This podcast is designed for those who want to heal from the emotional and mental traumas sustained from childhood to adulthood. I am an overcomer of domestic violence, sexual assault, and rape as a teenager. It took a while for me to realize that I am not my trauma. I take my 20 plus years of experience in healthcare, along with my spiritual healing, to assist women healing, overcoming, and living in exile. They learn self-love redefined that is beautifully integrated with love, so that they too will know that they are not their trauma. Healing is definitely your portion. I am your host, Dr. Wendy Rhodes.
Thank you for tuning in to You Are Not Your Trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes, and I am your host, Dr. Wendy Rhodes. Today's episode is You Are Stronger Than You Think. You know, when I think about that, when somebody says to me, were you stronger than you think, or are you stronger than you thought you were? I realized I really was stronger than I thought that I was because of everything that I had gone through. You know, I'm an overcomer of domestic violence and sexual assault, mental, physical, emotional, financial abuse. To overcome those things, you've got to be strong, stronger than you think that you are. You know, I used to think that my abuser was stronger than anybody that I knew. I thought that if my brother or anybody in my family found out about the abuse that I was going through at the time, I thought that if they found out about it, that my abuser would do the same thing to them that he was doing to me. But how far from the truth that is, that someone can mess with you so bad mentally that you actually think that they are stronger than people that could actually help you. Well, I never really wanted to put anybody in that position anyway to even have to encounter or even endure anything that I was going through. So I was quiet. I left all of this stuff on the inside. I didn't tell my mama, my sister, my brother. I didn't tell nobody. And I was just holding on to all of this crap on the inside of me. You know, my abuse started as a teenager. It's so hard to listen to other people sometimes when they're talking about when they did this as a teenager, when they had fun and when they went off to college and different things like that. Well, not so for me. My life was cut a little bit short. It was cut short. My abuse started at 16. Physical abuse, that is, that started at the age of 16. By the time I was 19, I had 3 kids. And so there's my teen life. So it's like when I tell people, when people see me and I'm laughing all the time or I'm making jokes about stuff, people don't understand the fact that all of the years that I went through that abuse, I was very unhappy. But when I tell you, I laugh as much as I possibly can now. I laugh about some of the littlest stuff and people just don't understand. But the joy of the Lord has been my strength. And I'm telling you, I'm stronger than I thought that I was ever. But when I got away from that, when I got out of that relationship, I was thinking, why the heck were you still there that long? I'm like, why the heck did I stay? Well, guess what? The reason why I stayed is because of fear. I was afraid. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are afraid or were afraid at one point of your abuser. But you are stronger than you think that you are, and you are not your trauma. Understand that Yes, I know that people have a lot of mental issues. They have mental issues that came probably from their childhood. And because it came from their childhood, they have no idea as to how to control these emotional outbursts that they have. It's called being emotionally hijacked. So that means that they are on this high of being angry at this particular time, and they don't understand it, but they do it anyway, because that's the only way that they think that they have control, is because they are emotionally hijacked. But because you're afraid, you let them stay on their little high until they can come down off of it. But most of the time, that may mean that they are about to do something to you. So we deal with it or have dealt with it. But what I will say is, thank be to God that I'm not going through that now. But if you are listening to this recording right now, know that you are worthy. Know that you are worth it. Know that you deserve to have a better life. Know that you are stronger than you think that you are. There is help out here. There are people out here that can help you. And for those of you that have already gotten out, you may be looking for someone that can listen to you, that can help you heal, that can help you get over or get through those traumatic situations, that can help you understand you even better. Finding a better you, loving yourself authentically with no barriers, no thoughts of what do he think or what do he think or, oh my God, I've gotten away from him and now I don't know what I eat, what I like to eat. Oh my God, I can remember that like it was yesterday, that I didn't even have a mind of my own. But healing that inner person, healing your mind, healing you physically and emotionally, means you learning yourself all over, learning about what you like to eat, learning about what you don't like, and being able to say no, having healthy boundaries, letting your yes be yes and your no be no, and mean it. So thank you guys for listening tonight. Again, this is your host, Dr. Wendy Rhodes, and I am not my trauma, and you are definitely not your trauma. Healing is your portion. You can contact me at selfloveredefined@gmail.com for a 15-minute consultation. That is selfloveredefined.com for a 15-minute consultation. For email is selfloveredefined@gmail.com. Thank you and have an abundantly blessed day. And I pray that this message has met you where you are. And if you need more information, please contact selfloveredefined@gmail.com or selfloveredefined.com.